Heading to the zoo. Kathy and Amy wanted to visit London Zoo in Regent's Park yesterday, but they only had a little time left.
It's an enormous zoo with a lot of space where you can see many amazing animals. It's part of London University. It's used for research and study and for species preservation.
Great! I love tigers, leopards, pandas. Actually, I love all animals.
Sure. Unfortunately, many wild animals are in danger and others become extinct. There's no perfect solution to preserve them.
I know. We all feel concerned. But what can we do?
Well, Lady Diana refused to wear fur coats. A few foundations like WWF run campaigns and film and music stars raise a lot of money. Many countries try to protect endangered animals from poachers. You know, poachers kill tigers for their fur, elephants for their ivory tusks, and they also sell gorilla hands to tourists. It's a shame. It's illegal to kill rare animals.
How can countries protect endangered species in huge savannas, forests, or oceans?
They create natural reserves to protect the animals' habitat. They control the reserves with infrared cameras and put electronic chips on some animals to track them.
Are there any animals which attract more attention than others?
Yes, there are. In China, a few cute pandas live in zoos where the conditions are the same as in their natural habitat. In Kenya, they reintroduce a few elephants into forests.
Yes, but animals have got no place to live in and just a little food to eat. There isn't much meat for carnivorous species and not enough grass for the herbivores.
Sure, men are responsible for deforestation, but a few scientists work to protect tropical forests. In London Zoo, they recreated a rainforest for zebras, antelopes and apes. It's a live experience for the visitors.
How do many animals survive in zoos? They can't run or hunt to eat. Oh, there's the zoo. Let's go inside.
Look, zookeepers take good care of them. They aren't as wild as the animals in savannas or forests, but they seem quite happy.
But they are just as dangerous.
Okay, animals are dangerous to men, but men are more dangerous to animals. Can you imagine living in a world without animals? We must protect them all. Bees too. They help us to preserve our ecosystem.
Look at this poster, Kathy. People are dressed up as gorillas and running across the city of London. It's about an 8 kilometres gorilla run in September. Nice! They get money for endangered gorillas and have fun too.
That's great! Let's meet in September and do it.